Hello, good afternoon. Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to In Between Appointments. We are literally in between appointments here in the studio. So we've got about half an hour and we're going to grill. No, we're not going to grill. We're going to treat very lightly our guest this afternoon, Natasha Oliver from Dukis Designs. Good afternoon. How are you, Natasha?
Good afternoon. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, really good. Where do you find yourself in the world today, please?
What was that? Sorry.
Where do you find yourself in the world today? Where are you in the world?
I'm in Broadstone Mill in a little place called Reddish in Stockport, Manchester.
And that is your office space, your outlet where your clients come and see you. Is that right?
Yeah, it's four, I'd love to say four walls. It's not quite. It's four barriers for creativity.
Well, let's get straight into it then, shall we? We've got until about half past. Let's get straight into it. Tell us a little bit about your history. How have you got to this stage, this brilliant business that you've got? Where did it all start?
Yeah, okay. So during lockdown, I'm sure like everybody who was working from home was a completely different world, and I just decided it wasn't really for me. And it kind of took its toll and things like that. So I was in a lucky situation. I could jump ship from my corporate job and what I was doing, set up the little business, not really knowing where it was going, and it guided me really.
Love that, love that. And why this business though? Why not, why not something else?
You know what? I love the creativity. I've always been an ideas person. Absolutely terrible with hand drawn. So, but
Okay.
never kind of imagined that I'd be doing the sort of thing that I'm doing with the design work and things like that. But yeah, just kind of ideas were able to come to life, and it's grown with me. So.
And where do you find yourself now in terms of the world of kind of weddings and physical things now has come back alive in the last 6 months or so? How do you find yourself capacity wise? Are you really, really busy? Are you going like, well, I can't handle any more clients this year? What does that look like?
You know what? It's great that we're busy, but never too busy.
Okay.
With a little bit of planning, we can do anything, I'd love to say.
Right.
I have a little team behind me who aren't necessarily being paid the fair wage. It's my other half, bless him, who
Fair.
helps me out a little bit. I mean,
Of
it's part and package of being with me, isn't it?
course.
So if things are if somebody came up to me and said, I absolutely need some of your stationery, I wouldn't be able to say no. And I think he's kind of
Yeah.
come to terms with that too.
So talk to us about really what sort of an ideal bride looks like to you. I'm sure you can help any bride out, and this is very much kind of a little bit of business chat as well. So what does that look like? Is it how long do you need to prepare it? What, can a bride know exactly what they want, or can they know nothing? Talk to us about kind of an ideal bride for you, or an ideal
Yeah, okay.
couple.
That was a good say. I suppose you are more brides than anything else, aren't you? And that's why.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah, I mean, you can either know exactly what you want, or you can know absolutely nothing. And I love both, to be fair. The thing about one of the big things for me is my designing is that no matter how many times we have to revise things, we could be on revision 150. If you decide
No, technical problems then. There we go. There we go.
five, wow. You could decide on a revision 150 that the colour's just not quite right, so we tweak it, and that's the big thing here. If you've got an idea in your mind and I bring it to life and it's not quite what you were thinking, or we change it. Or if you've got no idea, what I tend to do, if you've got no idea what you're after, if you give me a concept, I will go away, do three different designs, and what we tend to find with that, and it's something I love so much about like this kind of client, is on seeing those three designs, it's very, very rare that you still have no idea what you want. You either want one of those or a combination of the three, or you realize actually I don't want anything like what you provided me, Tasha. And that's absolutely okay, you know, because in your mind now you do know what you want, and we go away and we do that instead.
Love that, love that. Is there is there a sort of, like, I suppose there is in life, is there the certain trends at the minute in terms of what people wanting out of their stationery and all of that? What are the current trends, and where do you think that's going to go?
Yeah, current trends are rusticy, like floral, eucalyptus, very pretty. It's nice, really.
Yeah.
I can't see it moving for a while, to be all fair. Right. We're in a very good place where everything is, you know, and going back to your faux pas before with brides, obviously it is, you know, sorry gents watching, but you know, it's generally the bride that's designing all the intricacies, and the intricate bits like this are pretty eucalyptus and white flowers.
Yeah, I know if I was allowed to design stationery, it would be blue and white halves for Blackburn Rovers, I think, which I think would be equally as pretty, I'm sure.
I'm sure somebody will think so.
Well, yeah, maybe not my future wife, I have to say. Yeah, maybe not my future wife. And I suppose how far can you go with this? Who can you help? I mean, I know you're based in the south of Manchester, a sunny part of the world, but where can you go? Who can you help? Can you help anybody? Have you helped anybody?
Yeah, the beauty with stationery is obviously it can be posted. You don't need to go and try it on or anything like that. The largest kind of limitation with me is we make these really large wooden signs, make them from scratch. You know, they start off these planks of wood, we cut them down, we stick them together, we drill them, we glue them, we paint them, you know, we do everything in house. And the limitation there is posting those, you know. We can obviously find a courier, but I guess it's a case of, you know, with your invitations and things like that, they can be put in a post box, no problem whatsoever. With the larger items, they're slightly more costly to get posted, but I mean, you know, what the heart wants sometimes.
Yeah, very, very, very true. And what do you want to do more of? You know, do you want to do more of the larger signs, or does it not really matter?
I love the signs. My biggest thing is I love helping a bride and groom create a wedding brand. You know, everything save the dates all the way through to on the day, and it matches and it's all beautiful. And, you know, you kind of get this feel of this is our wedding. You know, no other wedding is quite like this, because it's just, just reeks of us, you know.
Love that. Love that. And what's the... not the strangest, but the most different of designs you've done so far in your career?
I've had to put lots of different colours together, but not in your stereotypical kind of rainbow way.
All right.
You know, we had I had a couple, and they were both very, very involved, and they both wanted completely different things. And we made it work. You know, I'm not really sure how sometimes, but we made it work. Things kind of came together in this beautiful mishmash of, and it, you know, it suited them to the ground. And that was what we were there for.
Love that. And I suppose, do you get asked about other elements of people's big day? Because you're at the branding end, so people, the couples ask you, well, actually, what can our theme be throughout it? Or do they already kind of know what that is? Or do you get asked for advice on that and the whole theme of the day?
I mean, bits and bats. It can be, again, you know, people either know exactly what they want, or they have no idea, or they might be in the middle. We have a huge kind of network of wedding suppliers, mainly in the Manchester area at the moment. But, you know, in terms of if you're local and coming to me for stationery, then I can probably point you in the direction of somebody who does like venue dressing or a cake that matches the theme that your stationery is following.
And of course, that's the thing about you. I know you're very well networked. You're very well got a lot of people around you, and you can refer into people that you've used before and you've seen being used before, and that you know you can absolutely trust them with that referral, can't you?
Yeah, and it's so powerful to be able to do that. You know, I mean, I'm sure you'll see it yourself. Brides and grooms all being well they're only doing this once, you know. This is where we live. We live in this industry. We speak to people, other people in the industry all the time. So you do kind of get a feel for other people and other people's work. And sometimes it can literally just be a conversation with a bride and you think, ah, you need to speak to this person and get them to do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. And you'll got to get to many venues, will you, and stuff, you know, that'll have a big influence on the look of what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to be a part of it more. I feel a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
Sometimes of, you know, it's part and parcel with the job.
And what's the future look like then? What does the future look like for Dukis Designs? In you're obviously going to continue what you're doing, but if you think, oh, actually, if we had the opportunity, whether it's you know, time, cash flow, whatever it may be, where do you want to take it?
I'm tempted to say I'd love to go into venue dressing, but that's way down the line.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the signs are already, because it's a blurred line with signs. Wedding signage on the day is part of the decor, you know. So the more I learn about these things, the more it would be nice for both myself and for my brides and grooms as well to be able to kind of say, I know these match perfectly because they come in a parcel.
Love that. So let's dig a little bit deeper on the person behind Dukis Designs and you and what keeps you occupied outside when you're not stuck in that them four walls, or they're not walls, but whatever they are, you're not stuck in that cage. What keeps you occupied?
I've got a 3-year-old. I don't think I need to say much more, do I? She's sprightly as well. She's a character.
I love that. Yeah, so you have no time for any other hobbies other than creation and of course your 3-year-old.
And you know what? I'm just so glad I love my job so much because it's a hobby that I get paid for, you know?
Absolutely right. How do you reflect then on that COVID time? Because something brilliant has come of it, you know, brilliant in terms of where you are right now. But do you reflect and go, do you know what? It's that sliding door moment. If that wouldn't have happened, I wouldn't be in this position.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people kind of picked up a new language or whatever they did. But I found myself in COVID, most definitely.
Love that. So I suppose to conclude, how can people find out a bit more about you? Have you got any top tips, I suppose? Let's go a little bit more with top tips. So top tips for couples who are unsure about where to start. They've maybe just got engaged. Their wedding's in a couple of years. How far in advance do they have to start? What are the tips about that?
Tips for me, Facebook groups. There are so many Facebook groups for brides, and you know, you tend to find that if you've got a question, it's already been asked. Or you can always, if you've got a variation on a question, you can always go back to that person on the post from 6 months ago and say, oh, how did this work out? You know, and you learn so much from each other. And there's also, you know, we're in there as well, being suppliers and, you know, providing the been there, done that advice I was talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, I mean, things like Pinterest boards are huge, aren't they, now for finding ideas and trends and stuff and how you want it. So create a Pinterest board is always our bit of advice. So to conclude, where can people go to find out more about you and about what you do?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Taking a little bit of a step back from social media right now, but we're going to be back with a bang soon. Just wanting to change our approach to social media a little bit, you know, get other people, other businesses involved and things like that, you know, and make it, it's not because, you know, a wedding's not about one element. I want it to be a hub. I want it to be somewhere that, you know, maybe one day I'll be able to say, oh, you know, if you need any tips on anything, just go to our page, because there's going to be all sorts of walk-ins and, you know, maybe not as grand as this, Liam, but but you know, just like just sharing the wealth.
Yeah, and it's absolutely right, because there are, there may be, we don't know who's watching this. There may be other people in the industry. There may be couples watching this who are thinking about how to plan their wedding. And if you are watching this, you're thinking, oh gosh, we're planning our wedding, we don't really know where to start. Then my advice, as I know yours would be, Natasha, is absolutely right. Them Facebook groups where there are wedding professionals on there, reach out to some of them. That you don't have to use their services, but I know to a person they would absolutely give you honest advice, with no expectation of them being used for their services. But we're all
Absolutely.
here, aren't we? We're all here
You know
to
what?
to help.
The wedding industry is the happiest industry in the world to work with. You know, people, this is the best day of people's lives. And absolutely that, you know, if you need advice on anything at all, there's no obligation there from any of us, you know.
Yeah,
It's a
agreed.
great industry to be a part of, and it's a great industry, even if you're a bride and a groom and you're only dipping into it the once, you know, it's gonna be a great experience all around, all being well.
Love that, love that. So just give us, even though you may be taking a small step back from social media, people may say, do you know what? Want to speak to Natasha? Want to talk to her about our event, our wedding, our best day of our lives? Where are people getting in contact with you then? Just going on Insta, going on Facebook.
Yeah, both Insta and Facebook are just / Dukas Designs, all one word. Or you can obviously search for Dukas Designs on both of those as well.
Absolutely love it. Well, look at that. Ready in time for our next appointment as well, which is fantastic. Natasha, brilliant. Thanks very much for spending a bit of time with us. What's the rest of the day bringing you
Thank you
now?
for
What
having
are you
me.
doing this afternoon?
I'm working on a wedding sign. I'm really excited. It's my first white one. It's rustic white. There's a bit of eucalyptus in there. Yeah,
Oh, interesting.
exciting.
Bit of eucalyptus, right? Okay, well, make sure you put it out there and we can all have a look at it. But thank you very much. Have a great time. If you are, say,
Absolutely.
watching this and you are a couple or a bride or whatever you may be, get in touch with Natasha. I know she'll give you some guidance as to themes and trends and what you want your wedding stationery to look like. And thank you very much, Natasha. We're going to play, as always, a small video to play us out. And we'll see you all same time in a couple of weeks, because it's the Jubilee next week. In a couple of weeks, right here, and we'll be interviewing somebody else in the wedding industry. Thanks very much. See you very soon. Bye.
Today, you are holding the hands of your best friend, young and strong and full of love for you, as you promise to love each other forever. These are the hands that will love you. These are the hands that will hold you and comfort you through the years. These are the hands that will give you encouragement and support. These are the hands that you will each work with, create with, and use to build your life together. Congratulations, you're now married. You may kiss.